So for us at Alibaba.com, one of the key missions for us is to integrate the sourcing and the fulfillment or shipping process from the start, meaning we have been developing tools on our platform for businesses to handle their shipping needs as part of their sourcing journey. And from a data perspective, I would also call out that that approach means bridging the trade data and the shipping data.
Welcome to the B2B Breakthrough Podcast. We're here to bring you all the best knowledge, insights, and strategies from e-commerce experts, successful business owners, and the team at Alibaba.com that you'll need to grow your business and achieve your next big breakthrough. I'm your host, Sharon Guy. Welcome back, Yikun. You might remember our conversation with Yikun Zhao, a true pioneer in global trade and logistics innovations. Well, buckle up because today we're diving even deeper into these topics, focusing exclusively on the ins and outs of Alibaba.com logistics. Yikun has some fascinating insights to share, so get ready for another enlightening discussion. We know that Alibaba.com is the world's largest B2B platform for wholesale, for finding suppliers and factories. Can you explain what exactly does Alibaba.com's logistics services comprise of?
Alibaba.com Logistics offers a full set of logistics services that meet all of our customers' logistics needs, whether they are looking to order a small package delivery or shipping larger volume cargoes. They can choose from an extensive range of cost-effective, efficient, and traceable shipping solutions with various modes of transportation, including air, ocean, and land. When it comes to our logistics infrastructure network, we are happy to report that our logistics service now supports delivery to 220 countries and regions globally. We have over 26,000 global service routes. We have served more than 1.1 million buyer customers and also delivered a 4 million plus packages annually. So some of the key highlights or reasons why you should consider Alibaba.com logistics include a few points. One is cost effectiveness. Secondly, efficiency. And third, feasibility. And I'll be happy to share more on each aspect in this episode.
In a lot of my LinkedIn newsfeed and conversations that I've been having, a lot of people ask me about Cainiao because Cainiao is also known as Alibaba's logistics arm. How does Alibaba.com's logistics services pair with Cainiao? Is it one and the same or is there a bit of a differentiation there?
We're not one and the same. Alibaba.com logistics is also a platform providing freight services. So in that sense, we are a marketplace or intermediary to connect buyers, customers, and service providers in the logistics and supply chain space. So Cainiao, as you mentioned, is a logistics company and a logistics provider. They own certain logistics infrastructure and network themselves. But to us at Alibaba.com, Cainiao is one of many logistics providers on our platform. So we are always looking for diverse network of capabilities and service providers and whatever can provide the best level of service.
So from a brand owner's point of view, could these two entities actually act as competitors? So you could choose one or the same? Or does Cainiao not offer a B2B solution at all to the Western market?
I don't think we are in any type of competitive positions with each other because we are basically a marketplace that connects our buyers and service providers or suppliers, even in the sense of logistics services. So Cainiao is part of the network of our logistics services for our customers. So we're not competing with Cainiao, or if anything, Cainiao would work hard to provide better quality of services than the other logistics providers on our network or on our marketplace in order to be selected for specific services for our business customers.
So earlier you mentioned there's a lot of innovations that Alibaba.com has been working on in terms of traceability, real-time tracking. What are the major innovations that the user should know that's been introduced in the past couple of years?
So at a high level, I think I would first mention that everyone knows the data available in cross-border trade is very immense, but often very siloed or more siloed than we would like it to be. In my view, that has limited the comprehensive analysis and hindered the ability of supply chain participants to implement more effective cross-border processes and solutions. So for us at Alibaba.com, one of the key missions for us is to integrate the sourcing and the fulfillment or shipping process from the start, meaning we have been developing tools on our platform for businesses to handle their shipping needs as part of their sourcing journey. And from a data perspective, I would also call out that that approach means bridging the trade data and the shipping data, and thereby we can not only reduce the handoffs in different processes to lower the possibility of errors, but more importantly, we can afford our business customers fuller transparency, whether it is for their total sourcing costs, including logistics costs, or for shipment tracking so that they can make more informed procurement or business decisions. And when it comes to innovations in the past few years or technology tools we have been providing, I would call out one program we have implemented because to set the scene, one of the biggest pain points our customers encounter in logistics journey is lack of visibility. So unlike consumer customers who are now used to next day or 2 day delivery timeframes, business customers are not necessarily entirely focused on the shortest delivery time because, as you know, business tend to plan ahead for their sales cycles, but they focus more on certainty and reliability of the shipping or logistics service that they are getting. So in that sense, we have at Alibaba.com Logistics implemented a program called Deliver by Alibaba.com Logistics. That program entails when a customer is purchasing ready-to-ship products from suppliers on Alibaba.com, they can select the shipping option that's empowered by Alibaba.com Logistics for convenient and guaranteed delivery. And when I say convenient delivery, we have for coverage perspective, worldwide coverage for delivery to more than 220 countries and regions, and offering a diverse range of shipping options and competitive pricing on all of those services. And this on-time delivery commitment entails providing the customers with a fixed delivery time window that covers more than 169 destination countries currently. And if there are any delays in the delivery process or timeline, the customers using the service will be compensated by our platform in compensation for that. And it also, of course, entails easy shipment tracking where our customers do not need to check with product suppliers on shipping progress, but they can always get notified when shipment reach any specific key checkpoints during the shipping process on our platform. So I think that's one example I can give.
I remember when I used Dint many, many years ago, and also the experience with a lot of people that I know is they would find the factory or the supplier on Alibaba.com, but the transaction actually happens off of the platform because they're only using the platform to find, maybe negotiate with a certain supplier. And sometimes even the negotiation part, you're getting their contact details. So you're directly just conversing over email and then probably an invoice happens. And then the logistics and the tracking, it's entirely off platform. So what you're saying is the latest or most recent product that's been released, all of this is happening in platform now?
Yes, on platform. So that is a program designed for ready-to-ship products on our platform. But we have also a similar marketplace tool, which is Alibaba.com Logistics Marketplace, where our buyer customers can look for customizable solutions from hundreds of pre-vetted logistics providers on our platform. And all of the transactions are happening online. They can not only find the solution and the provider, but they can place a logistics order on our platform and manage that shipment order on our platform. And they can access our customer support team 24/7 whenever there is any additional inquiries or any disputes. So we are bringing these transactions online. And I would caveat to say that this service is currently provided for 46 global destinations that the shipment is being delivered to. So all of that functionality is supported, as I mentioned, for shipments going to these 46 countries. But for another close to 200 global jurisdictions or destinations, we are also opening up this platform for our customers to be able to find a logistics provider or their desired service from those providers. And for those other countries, while we are working very hard to provide the same level of functionality and online ordering and shipment management function, in the interim, as we are still working on it before that is fully realized, we're still giving the customers that option to find the supplier. And in those instances, they would engage with the service provider offline. But we still think it is valuable for those customers because compared to the traditional manual approach, you find a logistics provider and communicate their requests one by one. It is much more efficient for those customers to be able to access everything on one platform.
What percentage of deals that are brokered on Alibaba.com is in-platform versus the traditional off-platform route?
So for anything that is provided by Alibaba.com Logistics, it is fully visible and traceable, our platform. And both for the delivered by Alibaba.com Logistics program that I mentioned, as well as for the logistics marketplace tool, you can always track your shipment on our platform. But even for those that are not delivered or covered by Alibaba.com Logistics, we have also recently introduced a tool called TrackSmart on our platform where our customers can type in either a tracking shipment tracking number or a bill of lading number in order to find the shipment whereabout for their shipments when they are working with or engaging with more than 1,500 global carriers that are carrying their products. So as long as you have that information, you can also use this new TrackSmart tool on Alibaba.com to track the status of your shipment. But more importantly, you can not only subscribe to any updates to your shipment whereabouts or tracking, but you can subscribe to get any alerts or exception notices. For example, where there may be an anticipated delay, you will be notified of that potential delay so that you can better manage for your business planning purposes. So all in all, I think what I'm trying to say is from a visibility perspective, we understand it to be a very big pain point for our customers and what we are working from all different angles to help tackle that pain point, whether it's being powered by Alibaba.com Logistics or not.
AI has been the talk of the town in the past 2 years. What is Alibaba doing in terms of implementing features that involve AI for your users?
At Alibaba.com, any solutions we develop are really aimed at tackling specific customer challenges. So to answer that question, if I may just give you a little bit of our customer insights, we recently commissioned a survey to the Harris Poll on small businesses in the US. And some of our key findings include, first, a major concern for small business owners is the rising cost of goods, with close to 70% of all the respondents expressing concerns in this area. There's also a very noteworthy demand by small businesses for support from logistics platforms in terms of safe and easy payment. In a parallel poll we conducted with Nielsen, it was also revealed that nearly 1 in 5 businesses identify the high cost of cross-border logistics as a pivotal factor preventing or keeping them from engaging in cross-border sourcing. So against that backdrop, we are focused on providing buyers and sellers with the digital infrastructure that help them to facilitate online transactions and to streamline their operations. So our solution developed from a supply chain perspective, including using AI, very focused, again, on cost effectiveness, visibility, and customer support. I have already introduced our logistics marketplace as an example, which enables small business to find logistics solution most efficiently. But when it comes to AI, maybe I can give another example. So a recently launched tool built out of our digital and intelligence capabilities is what we call Smart Assistant. This is actually an AI-powered intuitive personal guide on our platform. And this application is very wide-ranged. The main purpose of this tool is to increase the efficiency in a number of global sourcing processes, such as identifying a service or product provider, or comparing or evaluating costs for global sourcing and handling any customer inquiries. To give some specific examples, Smart Assistant offers an advanced image search function, allowing users to search for products by image and text simultaneously, with additional image generation capabilities helping to streamline the complex sourcing requirements. So far, our buyers who have used this function have seen a 28% higher deal closing rate than those only using traditional text search. And Smart Assistant also includes enhancement to our online RFQ tool on the platform, which powers predictive sentence completion and image generation that help business buyers connect more efficiently with qualified suppliers, allowing them to find the right partner quickly and reliably. And result-wise, we are happy to report that buyers who use the Smart RFQ tool saw a 29% more quotes from suppliers, while the suppliers also saw a 21% increase in buyer responses to quotes as compared to the traditional RFQ process. So these are just a few practical applications of our AI-powered sourcing tool on the platform. There are quite a few other functions, such as real-time translation, instant help, which answers basic questions and offers essential knowledge and industry insights that are all powered by our AI capability. But all of that is with the goal to increase efficiency and easiness for our business customers.
I've been using DALL-E a lot in image creation. So it's prompt to image. I'm typing, show me a mug that has a dragon imprinted on it. It'll give me something that looks something similar to what I've prompted. Is Alibaba.com thinking of implementing generative AI tools similar to that nature in terms of helping business owners in finding a specific product within Alibaba.com, or on the reverse side for the suppliers or factories to use these sort of generative AI tools to provide a better image for a potential product that they want to sell?
Yes, absolutely. We've already realized a part of that functionality using our current Smart Assistant tool. There is a generative AI capability where our customer can type in their ideas or specific requirements or dimensions of what they are thinking about in terms of a product that they are looking for. And our tool will generate that image for them and incorporate it into, for example, an RFQ process, or using that generated image to search for any products on our platform. So that is certainly what we are excited to share and have already developed the functionality to help our customers more easily pinpoint the product that they are looking for, either existing products or, for example, through an RFQ process, communicate it to a potential supplier who can use that for their modeling and manufacturing purposes. And that certainly, on the other hand, will enable our product suppliers to more easily assess whether something is within their capability to design, develop, and manufacture, or if it's something that they would need certain type of modifications. So I think it helps, to your point, Sharon, both business buyers and suppliers on our platform, especially considering that a lot of customer demands are driven by customizable products on our platform.
What I've also heard in the past couple of years is the notion of sustainability and trying to find more sustainable sources. Is Alibaba.com shaping their product in a way in helping brand owners find more sustainable suppliers or factories?
We have certainly noticed this ongoing shift towards sustainability in supply chain or logistics that is actually driven by the evolving expectations of customers who are seeking not only quality products or services, but also transparency and eco-friendly practices from the business that they choose to work with. So we certainly recognize the increasing importance of sustainability in the modern business landscape, and we are actively prioritizing the transformation of our supply chain to meet these demands. So in practice, we fulfill our sustainability commitments by placing a strong emphasis on the the sustainability practices of sellers, as we are a hub for numerous sustainable sourcing partners. And we offer small businesses a wide array of options to align with their own sustainability goals. And we believe this approach would enable our business customers to make more informed decisions, choosing suppliers or service providers whose practice more resonate with their values and those of their customers, of course. So on our platform, there are tools any business buyers can use to search for or even filter out sustainability practices by the sellers or providers.
How does Avvo.com address cost reduction within its logistics network?
Overall, that's certainly one of the biggest mandates for us, because through our customer surveys or interviews, we understand that some of the biggest challenges our customers are facing when it comes to logistics is high cost, sometimes unreliable timeframe for delivery, and quality customer support. So on the cost side, I think because we are a marketplace or a freight marketplace that has hundreds of providers on our platform, when a customer is looking for a specific solution, it is naturally generated or it can be offered by many, many different logistics providers. And that marketplace intuitively would encourage competition between those providers to offer the most cost competitive service to the customers. So I think that is a mechanism that we use to ensure that our customers are not only getting fully customizable services that they are looking for from a logistics viewpoint, but also they can be rest assured that because of the numerous providers that are offering the same type of service, they can always compare and choose the quotes that they are getting from our platform and decide what is the most cost efficient for them.
How does Alibaba.com maintain service quality when it comes to less accessible markets?
So I think the first thing I would like to mention is that at Alibaba.com, we have developed a very comprehensive set of criteria when it comes to evaluating and monitoring provider performances. And that set of criteria really ranges from pre-sale to at-sale to post-sale activities. And we are very closely monitoring those service standards. So we have, regardless of the region that a service provider is located, to the extent they want to provide service on our platform, they have to stick and abide by the same level of agreement we have established for them. And there are areas from a pre-sale stage where we look at how quickly a service provider is taking orders, responding to any customer inquiries. At sales stage, how quickly those service providers are dispatching the products, how timely they are delivering those products to the customers. And post-sale response time they are providing to our customers and the rate of satisfactory resolution of any disputes. So we hold them against a very strict set of service performance standards. But on top of that, we also have a very rigorous selection process. We have hundreds of providers on our platform to provide logistics services, but we have vetted those and set very strict admission criteria. And we validate what they are providing to us before we allow them to onboard our platform. So things ranging from their qualification, business scope, specific certification, or specialty logistics qualifications, all of those, we request documentation. And we also validate those, what they are claiming to be providing to our customers before we allow them to start working for our customers. And further on top of that, from the user side, we also have a mechanism to actively collect and review buyer feedback for any services that they get from those service providers. And whenever an issue is identified, we would actively step in to resolve it. But the point is, we have yet again, separate but complete set of review feedback system, where we make sure that we have consistent standard of service and we are holding everyone against it.
In the media, on Wall Street, there's a lot of talk on Temu and Shein as also cross-border e-commerce platforms. What are your thoughts in what Alibaba is doing, I guess, in competition to them or in partnership to them, to their businesses, which are also offering very affordable products to Western countries? Not in a similar way to what Alibaba is doing, but they operate somewhat in the same space. How do you think they'll impact the cross-border landscape?
I think, first of all, to clarify, we're not exactly in the same space from a business perspective, because the websites you mentioned are generally B2C websites, whereas Alibaba.com is focused on B2B and business customers. So we are not delivering products mainly to end consumers as those other companies do. But certainly from a cross-border logistics perspective, it does appear, and we've been also very keenly aware and following the logistics capabilities that they are achieving from a B2C perspective. And that seems to have been very efficient and effective so far. But I would caveat that in the B2B space, the logistics implications and the complexity is significantly higher than in B2C, where the products are lower valued and tend to be more often delivered by parcel or postal services. Whereas for B2B, our customers are ordering more often in bulk or large volumes, where we have to further customize the services for them from a cross-border, both logistics and customs and trade perspective.
Now, looking forward into the future, do you see any upcoming trends in the logistics space that we should be aware of?
Yes, there are many trends that could have a relatively significant impact on e-commerce logistics, I think, in the coming years, from automation and robotics, the use of AI in data analytics, to we talked earlier about sustainability initiatives. I don't want to fall into the common trap that we seem to tend to overestimate what's going on or what's going to happen in 1 year's time, but underestimate what's going to happen in 10 years' time. So if I focus more on the relative short term, one of the notable trends is personalization, where especially in the B2B space, business buyers are increasingly seeking personalized and customizable solutions. And logistics providers are leveraging technology to offer tailored services to meet the unique needs of individual business customers. And in that sense, I think our logistics marketplace tool is actually a good example of that, where the solution on our platform can be fully customized to the user needs. And we are also working to make it better by introducing, for example, special lines based on specific product categories, again, in order to tailor to a need that is specific for either a customer or an industry. Another notable trend, I think, relates to collaborative logistics networks, where platforms and logistics networks can enable B2B companies to share not only information, but resources in order to optimize their transportation routes or save their costs associated with shipping. This is also something that we at Alibaba.com have been working very diligent on. For example, we have this shipping consolidation program where our customers can take advantage of consolidating their shipping from the origin place with either their own shipments or shipments from other customers so that they can consolidate the resources and save costs. Going forward, I anticipate that we will make these type of network collaboration more easy and creating more efficiency through our platform capabilities to all of the customers worldwide.
Thank you so much for sharing all of your knowledge and expertise. Where can people find you?
People can easily find me on LinkedIn. If you type in my name, Yikun Shao, you will easily be able to find me and to send me a message. I'm always keeping an eye on any communications on that platform.
Thank you so much. B2B Breakthrough is produced by Alibaba.com. To find out how Alibaba.com is empowering its customers with the tools, services, and resources they need to grow their businesses, visit Alibaba.com. And then make sure to search for B2B Breakthrough Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Make sure to follow us so you don't miss future episodes. On behalf of the team here at Alibaba.com, thanks for listening.